the wacky Gun Talk After Show crew is gathered, and there's no telling what they'll say.
All right, it's another week. It's another after show. Oh, this again? Gee.
Couldn't ditch us, huh?
Uh-huh. You found me again, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Stuck there long enough.
There you go. We got Jim. We got Michelle. We got Tom. We got everybody else. Hey, how you guys doing?
We're happening.
Yeah.
So we had Penis Man call the show today.
We did.
Was that about?
Wearing his Penis Man t-shirt, I'm sure.
Good Lord.
I think he just wanted to say that on the air.
I think you're right. You know,
and you even coached him. You gave him the first out. Changed it to crotch and kind of coached him through it. But nope,
he just wanted to say it. Yeah. That's all right. Yeah. He was having fun with that. Going, okay, let me just tell the world you're an idiot. Okay, I'm sorry, but there's that. I tried to do it in a nice way.
Yeah. You know?
So anyway, hey, let's talk to folks who have actually called us and want to be on the after show. God knows why.
I thought you were going a totally different direction at that. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. We've got Sean.
Right?
It was just a segue, I thought. Not real classy, but...
That's right. Why you thought it was me doing it, right?
Must be. All right, we're heading to Sean, are we?
Yes, let's do that.
Hi, Sean.
Sean's in Colorado. Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Oh, we're having fun, as you can tell.
Right.
How can we help you?
I got two questions, actually. One, my mom's birthday's coming up, and I got into ARs, and I got an AR, the lower kit, and all that stuff, and I've done a few, and I wanted to do one for her. And my question is, legally, as far as giving that to her, I mean, what kind of liability, or is that okay to do?
Well, I don't know. Is she a felon?
No.
Could she learn?
Oh, my God. So sorry.
Redneck jeans. We could happen, but...
Nice.
Okay, it's an 80% lower?
Right.
So no serial number on it.
Well, I've had it engraved. I got her birthday as a serial number. It's just been kind of dressed up. I got like Rosie
cool.
The Riveter on one side. And
yeah, sell it to her, right?
Around the other, all that stuff.
Rosie the Riveter? That's cool.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. The safety says, for the fire, it says time for spankings, and the safety says last warning.
Oh,
it'll be kind of cool.
That is cute.
Okay, well, I guess I got to ask some questions here, all right? Does your mother like to shoot, and has she ever shot an AR?
I don't know that she shot an AR. She does Tuesday night, ladies' night, every night where she goes. That's kind of the only thing she really does socially.
So, okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it's just a present for, that's kind of what I'm into now, so I wanted to give her that.
Sure. I did a little quick look online. As far as I can see, there's no issue with you giving this to her. The one thing that comes to mind, and I don't think there's an issue with you building an 80% lower and then building a rifle on it and giving it to her. If you are in Colorado, is she in Colorado also?
No, she's in Vegas.
Okay. We do have an issue now when we're crossing state lines because that needs to go through a dealer, right, Michelle?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know the definite answer on that
one. Generally, when you are transferring ownership and you're going across the state line, you have to ship it to a dealer of an FFL in Nevada. And then have her go through and pick it up there and do the paperwork.
How can you do that without a serial number? It's right on the form.
Ooh.
And that's
what I mean. It's
and this
more
is
or less a ghost gun.
So. This is a long gun.
Yep.
Not a handgun.
Yeah.
But even long guns, when you're transferring across straight lines, you're supposed to go through a dealer.
True.
Okay. Now we've gotten into the area of, I don't know.
I'd say call a good reputable firearm, gun store in your area and see what they say. Or, I mean, you can contact your local ATF agents. They will help you on that.
You know, and what I would do is I would start off with how do I go about, what's the proper way to go about this? What do I need to do?
You can travel with a rifle across state lines if you own it, right?
You can. You just can't give it to somebody in another state.
My intention is to drive it to her.
Yeah, but you can't. No, you cannot legally. I mean, I can't drive to another state and give somebody a gun.
That changes possessions,
and so you're required to go through a dealer to do that. That's federal law.
Right, okay.
Gotcha.
So, but in this case, it's interesting because you're right. There's no serial number on it.
Right. Technically, I had one engraved that says I put her birthday as a serial number just to dress it up.
Okay. So, I don't know. You know what? This is one of those I think you probably need to go on, and there are a lot of different websites about 80% lowers, and ask some questions. But just remember, you got a lot of guys who are the, screw the federal government. I don't care about them. I'm not sure you want to take their advice. You know, not unless you want to, see your mom on visiting days.
No. Yeah. No. Okay.
That'd be mean.
One other question.
Sure.
If you got time, I got potentially, I might be inheriting a Sten.
Cool.
From a guy. And I don't know. I mean, it has the, the semi plus full auto button on it.
Right.
And I don't know also legally, whose do I have to jump to for that to be okay?
Okay. Well, I can help on that, I think. First of all, I mean, is it a legally registered machine gun?
Probably not. I didn't ask.
But don't get involved.
Don't touch it. Don't let it get in your possession. Don't let it come into your house. Don't let it get in your car.
Is the person deceased yet?
No.
Well, if you may want to find out, because if it is legal, you could be start a, what is it, Tom? Not an estate. It's a
trust.
Trust. Yeah, start a trust. And
well, you can't do that. If it's not registered, you can't do anything.
No, I'm saying verify, first of all. See if you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, here's the thing. It has to be registered. There has to be a tax stamp with it. If it's not, I am serious as a heart attack here. Do not get close to it. Don't do anything with it. Don't go out shooting it with him. Don't. Just don't.
Okay.
I mean, we're talking about real time in the federal penitentiary for that.
Right.
So don't mess with that.
Okay.
If it has a tax stamp, if it's legal, then if you inherit it, it comes to you, you'll have to apply for a tax stamp again. That's $200 to register with the federal government and go that way. It has to be, I'm pretty sure it has to be transferred. Is it in-state or out-of-state?
It's in-state.
Yeah, I think
in-state, I guess, if that's what you mean. So.
Still have to go through an FFL.
You're still going to have to go through an FFL on that.
Yeah, so the dealer will actually sit with it for 6 to 9 months, however long it takes for that stamp to come through.
Right, so you're going to need to pay a fee to the dealer to process it for you. But the first question is, do you have paperwork on this? Is this registered? Do you have a tax stamp? And if the answer is no, then it's nice knowing you. I don't ever want to know about this thing. I didn't hear about it. I don't know you. Nothing else. And look, I've had several people come to me with guns like that where they say, my granddad brought this back from World War II, but he never registered it. I go, well, there is literally nothing you can do with that.
Right. You can't.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, there's no way to now make it legal.
Can't retroactively.
Nope. Yep. No way. Not unless we somehow, the federal government, have another amnesty period where you're allowed to register guns.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be very cool because there are a lot of them out there that don't have paperwork on them, and nobody's getting hurt by them, but it is a felony to own them.
Right. Now, I know you have to own a machine gun. It had to be manufactured before 86 as a machine gun, and et cetera, and you have to get your tax stamp, et cetera. And you can't convert you can, but not legally, convert a semi-auto to full auto, right? That's illegal. Can you get a gun like he's talking about, an unregistered full auto, and convert it to semi-auto?
Probably not.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, then I don't have to leave early tonight, then. We're good.
There you go. So much for that that lathe you have in the basement down there.
Tom, they're listening to us.
Exactly.
Right.
All right, well, that's all I got. Sean, I don't know if that helps you, but I would just be careful. I would ask the right questions.
Good deal. I appreciate it, guys.
You bet. All right, you take care. Let's go chat with Lon. He's in Sunrise, Arizona. Hey, Lon. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good deal. What's going on?
Well, last couple of years, I've taught a friend of mine how to reload and using a Dillon Precision Reloader 650.
Mm-hmm.
We have plenty of ammo, 380, 9s, 45. We just don't have a place to go shoot indoors.
My house. Bring it with you.
Well, so, here in Surprise, it's 115 degrees. You need an indoor range, and a new shooter are taking up all the range time.
Oh, there. It's not that you don't have a place. It's just that all the new shooters are taking up all the time.
3 hour wait to get a lane.
Well, I will applaud the new shooters going out to the range and learning how to shoot. But, yeah, that's crazy.
Sounds like you need to open a range, Lon.
That would be nice. I just don't know if there's enough money to do that right now.
Right. I hear you.
Yeah.
I'm looking to see where Surprise is. Okay, you're in the Phoenix area there.
We're on the west side of Phoenix, yes.
Yep. I see your northwest side over there, Sun City West area. It's not all that hot there, so 115 or so. It's not a big deal.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah, so is my oven. You know,
we've got a great outdoor range, but if you go out there and the guns get anywhere near the sun,
oh yeah,
you can't touch them to shoot
them. You can't pick up. No, yeah. That's exactly true. I've been out there like that, and you have to put a white cloth over the guns in the sun. Otherwise, and I put a thermometer on them, one of those infrared thermometers.
Mm-hmm.
130 to 150 degrees on a gun that you haven't even shot, just sitting in the sunshine.
Yeah, it'll melt your polymer.
That will just, Is that a euphemism for something? I'm not sure. Are we back talking about that weird caller?
No.
Okay.
I just like all of these new concealed carry guns that are half polymer, half metal, like,
Yeah, that'll hurt you.
Oh, the ones you can sneak through the airport.
Right, those. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, there are indoor ranges in Phoenix, but you're saying they're all busy now.
The closest one, they're all busy. I could guarantee that.
And
like, so they 3 hour wait to get a lane, and they want to you to share the lane with your friend. Well, they're charging the same price for the lane.
Oh, so they want to get double price. They want to double charge. Both people on one lane are paying.
I even had three friends get on one lane. So it's double and triple charge for one lane.
Now, did they restrict the time that you're allowed to shoot?
No, you still get an hour.
Okay, so they're restricting you to an hour.
They're triple dipping in this case.
But yeah, so that's... Divided by three.
Holy cow.
You each get 20 minutes to shoot.
Now you know what?
Full price. Yeah.
Michelle's figuring out, well, we could do that.
Right? I need to move. Yeah, no.
She's
got a shooting range.
How can I gouge the current customer
base? First of all, you wish there was honesty with that, if that's the way they're really charging.
No doubt.
But, no reservations?
They are charging each one the full price for the lane.
Wow.
Great. That's what I'm saying. They're triple dipping.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But nobody there in the area that will take a reservation?
Well, you have to be an actual member to get a reservation.
Uh-huh.
But that's a pretty expensive membership.
Yeah. I'm thinking, well, if you want to cool down, you could always drive to the mountains, but you're, 2 hours away to get to anywhere high. I don't know.
Well, that's 1 hour closer to shooting.
There's that.
Sadly, right.
Fire danger, so we have to be careful about
that. True.
Yes.
No tracers.
Or you just settle down, keep loading ammo in the air conditioning, and wait until November.
That's what we're doing.
Pull a Black Friday and camp out in the parking lot and be the first person in.
God, yeah.
And if you left now.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. That's an amazing piece of information, Lon, that the Rangers are booked so far ahead, and they're triple dipping, putting people into lanes. That's truly amazing. Supply and demand, which, you know what? To your point, Jim, you're thinking, okay, there may be some folks who look at this and say, I think I may go build a range somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of retail establishments that are going out of business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, in many cases, you can take an old building, like back when the Circuit Cities went out of business, and those
retrofit it.
You can retrofit those as shooting ranges. Yes, you can.
Hmm.
They already have parking. They already have. You go in and basically build a building inside of a building. You know what I mean, Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
You're building a range inside there.
Right.
So you have your area there. And then you could put some lanes in. And there are companies that will turnkey the whole deal. They'll just go in there and build your ranges where you could shoot anything up to a .50 caliber inside these places.
Right.
The only The big issue, well, two big issues. One is financing, is getting the money.
Right.
The other is zoning, because you get some cities where people lose their minds of the very idea that there'd be a gun store or shooting range right there,
right,
you know, next to the grocery store.
Anybody, however, interested in that, a great resource is the NSSF, the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Mm-hmm.
This is true. They can help you with all the details of setting up a range.
Yep.
Lon, that doesn't help you a whole lot. You'll notice we're not helping you at all, actually. So,
no, sure. That same range will take a 308.
Wow.
That's not that you want to stand next to it, but
I was just
great.
thinking, man, that would be loud. Holy cow.
Wow.
The concussion from the 308 and those guns are terrible on the handgun shooters.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're thinking, my groups are terrible. Yeah, because the world blows up right next to me every time this guy cranks one off. And he's right. Got a, you know, a 16-inch barrel M1 SOCOM 308 with a muzzle brake on it. You know, my hat keeps flying off. Yes.
Yeah, yes, it will. You know, it's interesting that there's that many people there shooting for that long period of time. I mean, an hour. If you only had a box of 50 rounds, that's some real time shooting there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? That's amazing.
Deliberate.
There's that much ammo.
Yeah.
My friend and I, when we shoot, we generally go through 150 rounds in an hour.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you're reloading them. So you're picking up your brass and you probably already have the powder and primers lined up.
Oh, yes. I learned that lesson back in the 80s when the primer scare.
Yeah. We've been through this a time or two.
No kidding. And, you know, and of course, the funny part is when we come out of this, and we will, people will totally forget and they will go back to doing what they were doing before.
Yep.
And maybe a few will start saying, you know, how much ammo is enough? Well, I don't know. How much ammo do you wish you had right now?
Right.
You know, it's like if you could say, oh, would 5,000 rounds of 9 be enough? Would 10,000 be enough? Would 15,000? I don't know, but I think it's in that range. If you don't have that, if you're a shooter. I mean, I was talking to Chris Serino. He was here last week. And he said, yeah, he says, I've gotten to where I hate to take a case of 9 out to go shooting with it because it's like, you know, I can't replace it right now.
Right.
Right.
But if you're a trainer or a competitive shooter and you need to be out there shooting, it's tough.
But and we've become reliant up on facilitating the need for ammo all the time. So a lot of people aren't even reloading. So hats off to our caller for getting his friends and everybody involved with that. But there's so many people that are not loading because it's just as cheap to buy it new.
Well, it used to be.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
cheap isn't the word I was looking for.
No. Hey, Lon, thank you for the call. I wish we could help you with that, but I don't know what else to do. I appreciate that.
Hmm.
Well, I'm just thinking. One of the things is, okay, if you are a reloader, components, you know, and it's like, okay, I've had 1,000 primers. Well, that's not going to get you very far. You need to be thinking about buying them blocks of 10,000 at a time.
Yeah. I have 1,000 primers and no powder, so where does that leave you?
Well, and you got to buy powder. And, you know, as I say, this will all pass. It's like you need to write yourself a note and stick it everywhere and go, okay, when I get back to
dear dummy.
My Christmas list.
That's right. To me, yes. You know, lots of powder, primer bullets, and ammo, and pretty much anything else.
Oh, here's a memo, yes. Too.
Yes?
We're way past break.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
We're going to get fired.
Oh, no. I'm going to talk to the boss about this.
Yeah.
All right. You have a conversation with him. We'll be back, huh?
Okay.
Ta- Thompson Center introduces the TC Compass 2 and TC Compass 2 compact hunting rifles, featuring a threaded muzzle and new generation 2 trigger system with a crisp light pull for that legendary accuracy in the field. Available in popular calibers, the TC Compass 2 is a feature-rich rifle packed with value, and the adaptability of the TC Compass 2 compact is perfect for a broad range of hunters and shooters. Make the shots that count. Visit tcarms.com.
The Ruger pistol that started it all is now even better. The Ruger Mark IV has the same great look as the Mark III, but now its simple one-button takedown means less time taking apart your gun and more time shooting it. Disassemble it in seconds for no hassle cleaning. Learn more about the Target, Hunter, and 22-45 light Mark IV series models at Ruger.com. The Ruger Mark IV, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
Tom, are you there?
Tom.
I got fired.
Oh, no.
Fired. F-A-R-D, fired.
I gave myself the rest of the day off. I'm in timeout.
Can we talk to the other Tom?
You could. Hi, this is the other Tom. Oh, no.
Let me ask, where would you shoot?
I knew where, I would go where, back where? There. I did.
I think he already did.
I think he got hit.
And what's the deal with the weirdest thing? Seriously.
That and scientifical probably are two weirdest calls.
Okay, that is interesting you mention that, because I got a text from Clark Apotion,
yeah,
who we all know, right?
Mm-hmm. You
tell me. Wait. Here's Clark. He says, all he says is, groin shots are very unscientifical.
Oh, I love it.
Same wavelength.
Oh, gosh.
You're sick, man.
Actually, he said they're very scientifical. So, okay.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, we get a weird call about every 5 to 10 years. We just don't get them.
Yeah.
But I actually couldn't figure out how to get this guy back on track. Just some folks are not helpable.
Helpable?
Helpable.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Yeah.
You can look that up.
No,
we'll wait.
I'll just go with the context and just kind of nod and rock in the corner.
I made it up, you know. Just there you go.
It's all right. Yeah.
If you can't make up words, I mean, what good are you?
Right. Good point.
That's right. Besides, you know, if you're a radio talk show host, you get to say stupid stuff and people go, oh, okay.
And you're paid for it, no less.
Yeah. What?
Wait.
What?
That's what we've been doing wrong.
I knew there was something missing from this gig.
It's a profit deal.
It's a profit deal.
What a great movie.
Steve Martin.
The
those
jerk.
You don't know.
Yeah.
The jerk.
Yeah.
There you go. The cans. Stay away from the cans.
Maven Johnson.
Boy, have we wasted hours of our lives. Holy cow.
I'm classic thinking though. You have.
I don't know what you mean.
But you've never heard the man play a banjo, have you?
I have yes. You? Oh, my.
Are you serious?
Yes.
He's excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who is the other movie buff is Rob Latham.
Is he?
Oh gosh, yes.
Well, that actually kind of makes sense.
We actually speak in movie lines.
Imagine. Most guys do.
It's a guy thing.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. No, it is a guy thing.
It what is. That? Uh-huh. Can't remember what your wife said, but you remember that line from that movie.
That's right. What color are your wife's eyes?
The wife said something.
What? I don't know. Seriously, it's like, ask a guy, you go in a store and he and his wife split up and walk around, what's she wearing today? No idea. Not a clue. You know, if she got lost, she's wearing a what? I don't know what she's wearing today. I'm not, Jim, alone on this, am I?
Can't answer. I plead the fifth.
Yeah, say yep.
Chicken.
Yeah. Or smart, one of the two.
Yeah, sometimes those two go together.
Yeah.
You're right about that. Yep. Oh, gosh.
My.
Where did I just saw somebody just sent me a note about buying some 5.7 ammo.
What?
And because he says the only thing the store had.
Wow. That's unreal that they even had 5.7 ammo.
Yeah, no kidding.
So. I got an email the other day for, and I'm not a big fan of Wolf ammo particularly, but, you know, it works.
Look, it's looking pretty good right now.
Right.
Anything could go bang.
And it's like, hey, ammo in stock. I'm like, yeah, right. I'll get there and there'll be 7 boxes left. Okay, put those in my cart. Goodbye.
Well, the other thing is you got to put them in your cart and hit the buy and get out as quickly as you can.
Yep.
Because
right.
There's a big line of people. And yeah, we talked to somebody recently who said, yeah, if someplace had a bunch of ammo. And I said, well, I'm going to do that first thing in the morning.
Gone.
All gone.
Yeah. No, I mean, literally from the time I happened to be in my email when it popped up and I followed the link and yeah, right. And literally in 2 minutes, there was a done deal and it showed up yesterday.
The other thing, think of
and
that.
I'm not telling you where it's at, Michelle.
with this change in California with the magazine.
Ooh. Yeah.
If you want magazines, you might want to go get them right now.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
For all the stuff that you have. I mean, I just, this week, bought 50 30-round mags and 25 20-round mags.
Nice.
Because I...
It should get you through the summer.
It needed a few more. I really like 20-round mags in an AR. They're just more comfortable shooting off a bench or shooting prone.
Mm-hmm.
Less yeah. weight.
Now, they don't hold as much as a 30-round. Is that what you're trying to say?
There's a factor there. I'm not sure what it is, but it's
they're a
factor
few rounds
thing.
Short of yeah. a full mag.
Oh,
yeah.
They don't make it. That happens when you shoot somebody. Oh, never mind. It's, and a crotch. Okay.
You can see your whole line of gun talk apparel now.
Oh, that's right. We could do
gym shorts,
armor jock straps.
Right, Kevlar.
You know, Kevlar. There you go.
Kevlar swim
because
trunks.
Because you could run into this loon out there who wants to shoot people in the privates.
Well, that'll learn him. Maybe he had like an infidelity issue with his wife or something
well,
someday.
But didn't he say he went to training like 40 years ago
yeah.
or so?
40 years ago.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember where.
Right.
Yeah, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
And, Tom.
You know, I'm sorry. No. There's just, and it amazes me the nonsense that gets perpetuated out there. You know, this is from the line of thinking the same people who said, just shoot him through the door and drag them back into your house.
Oh, right. Yeah, because right. CSI doesn't figure out yeah, any
they,
of that.
They could
right.
never tell you did that.
That's not tampering with the crime scene. No.
What's this hole? Termites? They've been working on that door for a while there.
Oh, sorry, newsboy. I didn't hear you say collect. Didn't mean yeah, no harm, no foul.
Really? Oh, I swear. Oh, Jim, did you look at that thing I sent you of the Salt Lake police shooting the hostage taker?
I did. I watched it from 2 different angles.
Wow.
I held it up like this, and I held it up like this. No, they had the 2 different officers' body cam shots.
Right, right.
Both and great shooting for both of them, actually.
Yeah, they have both officers, a woman and a man, both where was this from? Oh, Salt Lake, yeah. And guys holding a knife to, I guess, another guy, backing up on the street right out there. And their cops are talking to him, don't do this, don't do this, you don't want to do this. And
textbook, really. I mean, they didn't overreact, they didn't react too soon.
Just when the female officer got the opening, she just went ahead and shot him. It's like, we're done talking at this point.
Right.
We're going, because you're holding a knife to somebody's throat, we're not going to talk to you anymore. We are going to shoot you at the first opportunity.
Right. And
she shot him, I guess, a couple of times. And then when he turned, reacted to that, the other officer shot him.
Opened up, yeah.
I think they shot him 10 times, and he expired. You know, he assumed room temperature.
Right. He weighed more than he did moments before.
Yeah, a few grains more.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, it's a tough situation, but the officers did a good job. But it gets circles back to the whole, can you make the shot
right
when you need to? And... you know, one of the things that I worry about with this whole defunding the police, well, they're not, but they are cutting budgets, is where are they going to take that out? They're going to take it out of training.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know.
And range time.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, is range time and training. And spending money for officers to go practice. And, you know, and most officers don't make a lot of money. And certainly with ammo prices going up, they're not going to go buy an ammo and shooting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're concerned about them shooting the wrong person or not being good at shooting someone, stopping the training doesn't seem like a good course of action.
Nope.
So I don't know. It's a weird deal. So Jim got stopped by the police.
Yep. You know me.
Tell on you.
72 and a 70. I was flying.
There you go, man.
But I should grab his name.
The guy pulled him over and says, "Would you speed up just a little bit, please?"
Yeah. you're holding traffic back.
Yeah, you're going to be able to fight this ticket if you don't go a little hot. It was the weirdest traffic stop. Yeah, and you know I go out of my way to get stopped. You know that, Tom.
Yeah, right.
It was the weirdest traffic stop I ever had. It was about 45 minutes before dusk, and it was on the Indiana Turnpike. And hats off to Indiana State Troopers, by the way. I didn't get his name because I didn't have time. From the time I saw him flip on the bubblegum lights and went, I'm going 72, okay.
So I flipped, what's going on?
Flipped, yeah, flipped on my hazards, pulled off the road, got substantially off the road. And literally, I put the car in park, and by then he was already up on me.
You had your daughter with you?
I had my daughter with me, yep. And, I get the window down, everything else. I got my paperwork ready to go. He walks up, didn't ask to see any of it, didn't even get a chance to tell him I'm a concealed carry holder, which you have to in Indiana. And he says, you probably wonder why I stopped you, but it's starting to get a little dark. You might want to consider popping those headlights on.
Yeah, he had some other reason. He wanted to take a look.
Maybe. Yeah.
So as he walked away, did you lean out and say, but I have a gun?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that. You didn't even see the empty beer cans. No, I just...
Loser.
He said, I'm not even going to write you up. I just thought you it's starting to get a little dark. You might want to pop those headlights on. I said, well, I want to thank you guys for the work you do every day. And he goes, I love what I do every day. It was just so cool. And he walked away. Literally 45-second traffic stop.
He's the headlight cop.
Yeah.
That's his gig.
And I'm thinking, really, dude, I'm 7,000 feet from Ohio. You couldn't have just let me get in Ohio, But and I'm glad he did, and maybe he was looking for something else. Maybe he was just being helpful. Don't know.
Yeah.
He's looking out for everybody's safety. And,
of course, he walks up, sees your teenage daughter in there, and he goes, okay, this is maybe not what
she's
thought
going,
I was going
to. Help me! Help me!
Yeah, she's a real jokester.
Yeah. Damn
but
you, girl.
You have a black vehicle. Mm-hmm. So, it would be, potentially hard to see.
Could be.
You got I don't know where you're going.
Tinted windows or something?
No. And he was only behind me for a second because I saw.
I was thinking, true intent. Probably.
Who knows?
Yeah, but I don't know. He pulled behind me, mm-hmm. and, he came up on me from the right lane. I'm in the left lane. He got right behind me, and I said, that's a silhouette of a cop car. The lights are on. Damn it. So I looked down at 72 and a 7. It can't be for speeding, but maybe they're just real stickers.
Maybe if you would have had your lights on, you could have positively identified him as being a cop car on the side of the road.
No, he wasn't on the side of the road. He came up from behind.
I'm sorry. Just messing.
Now, it could be I slammed on the brakes a bunch of times when he was behind me and brake checked him. Maybe he didn't like that part.
Gosh,
but
sure. It's always a good plan.
Yeah. Hey, that might be a cop. You better brake check him. It was just cool. He was really cool cop, and by the time he got to the car, like I said, I had my paperwork, I had my hands up, had the lights on, interior lights on,
mm-hmm.
and he said, might want to get those lights on, starting to get dark. I'm like, okay.
So you start throwing guns out the window,
Right, right.
Guys.
You guys see that funny video that I don't remember who put it together of cop pulls a guy over, says, you have any guns in the car?
Yeah.
Boy, yes, sir. And they just keep pulling guns out of here. It's like they pulled 3 dozen guns out of the car.
And I got one of these.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Have you ever seen this one before?
That goes to the old joke about the older lady that gets pulled over.
Yeah. What are you afraid of? Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a damn thing, sonny.
Yeah. life
if you guys haven't heard the joke, since we've ruined it for you, you just have to look it up now.
Okay. Here's all the punchlines. You guys build the joke around it.
You make it yours.
Sure. My goodness.
Oh, gosh. Well, let's see. Okay, yes.
Well, there's nothing new coming out, so.
And not a lot of people are buying guns.
What do we have?
They don't really need to introduce any new models.
No.
Nope. It's kind of like.
Just models in general.
Why would you stop the line for anything now? Right.
Right.
It's just like.
Which means somebody will be releasing something next week that you got to have.
Actually, yes, they are. If you are a Glock aficionado, I will drop the hint. There's something cool coming out.
By who?
Not my Glock.
Jim's not real bright.
So we'll have, as soon as that breaks, we'll have that here.
Oh, speaking of Glock.
Ooh. Call on me, Mr. Cotter.
Cotter.
Yes.
Yes, Vinny. Or is that Horshack?
Horshack.
Horshack did that, right. My buddy built an AR-15 in 45 ACP. And it's relatively quiet.
Did he build it on a Glock frame?
No, it's a 80% lower.
Okay.
That's designed for the Glock 45 mags. Not the GAP.
Okay. Okay.
It's standard 45.
Yeah, okay. ACP. So it's an AR but uses Glock mags shooting a 45 ACP.
Mhm. And it was now he's contrary to what I would do. He's different, so didn't argue with him, but I wasn't standing directly next to him. He wasn't even using hearing protection, and it wasn't obnoxiously loud.
Interesting. Well, you know, they're subsonic loads, and you got a little bit longer barrel, and the powder charges are pretty much designed for pistols, so you may have burned up most of the powder by the time it gets out the barrel. So, yeah, now, the fun part would be if you suppressed it.
Right, put a can on that.
Oh, that's quiet.
Be like a 300 blackout on steroids.
Yeah, it's really quiet, except you're launching 230 grain bullets, which is
that's what I'm saying. Big chunk of lead, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Throwing big rocks now. That would be cool.
But yeah, it was pretty cool. And he just likes to play. So
sure.
There you go, Kev. There's your shout out.
People say, you know, why are you going to do that? I don't know. Sounds like fun.
Because it can.
Because it can.
Because I still can.
That's good enough reason, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It just is. So there it is. I'm trying to think of anything else that I used a Dremel tool and did a little work on a Kydex holster.
Stop.
I did.
You have all your fingers still? And toes?
Two. Oh, darn.
He's a drummer. It doesn't matter.
Here we go.
That's all I can do is one, two. That's a drummer. I got one and I specified, you know, some of them, if I could pick one up right now, they have the part that's against your body, kind of got a shield that comes up a little higher on the, basically to protect your body or your shirt from the gun.
From the slide, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And on this particular one, it's a 1911, when I reached to draw, my thumb would always hit that shield and couldn't get a good grip on it.
Mm.
And so I just took the Dremel tool and just used a cutting wheel to cut it off and used the buffer to, you know, do that. And went, okay, that's cool. So now I are a gunsmith.
You is.
A holster smith.
Holster smith. That's right.
Don't work on a gun.
Well, that's why we have Dremel tools. Right. So we can work on guns.
Yes, yes.
What could go wrong, right?
Only once it can go wrong.
Right. Can go wrong. Yes. So that was kind of fun. I'm just glad to get back. I'm back in Louisiana where I had left my P365s. So I really like that pistol. I really like the 365 and the Hellcat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about this the other day. And I always loved the Smith & Wesson Shield. I thought that was like one of the sweetest carry guns. And what these things have done is just kind of gone one step beyond the Shield and take them to double stack or stack and a half
right.
In a small package.
Yeah, because sometimes those Shields, now you pick them up, they feel way too skinny.
Isn't that weird?
No, it is weird.
It's just saying, what?
Right.
But no, Shields are... There are some smoking deals on Shields that pop up from time to time.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were going, what, 2.5 at one point?
Yeah, and I think you still pick them up around 3. Ugh. 3.25 anyway.
I was going to say about 3.25, yeah.
Yeah.
That comes with ammo, right? Lifetime supply of ammo?
Lifetime.
Yeah, that's right. As long as you don't shoot it, it'll last forever.
It comes with one round. It's already been shot, though.
It's a lifetime supply of dummy rounds. Dummy.
Good point.
Yeah, there you go.
You're spot on.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to go out and shoot up all the ammo this week. Not. Oh. I did think about this, though. I was checking at Gunsight, and I'm sure it may be true in the major shooting classes out there, the gun schools. When you go to Gunsight and take a class, they have ammo.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Because they buy it, you know, a year ahead of time, like gazillions and literally millions of rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say, I'm going to take the 250 pistol class, I said, well, do you want the ammo package with that? And you can get it for $9.40 or $45. For $9, it's $300 for the ammo, and it's probably, I'm guessing, 1,000 rounds.
It's a
smoking deal right now.
Kind of like people
how many
that
rounds
buy...
do they make you shoot?
Yeah. Just say, kind of like a guy who buys a gun based on the ammo.
Trust me, people do that. They go, okay, and they say, all right, we'd like to do, you know, two to the body, one to the head. You go, bang, bang.
That's it.
Okay, I just saved one-third ammo. This stuff's going home with me.
I'm going to take a 250 class and four ammo packages, please.
Yeah. Me thinks they don't do that. But, yes, if you want to go to someplace like that, you can check and see if they have an ammo package available. Mm-hmm. Gunsight does, and maybe others do as well.
Yeah.
I mean, they know ahead of time that this is going to happen. They didn't know when, but they say, look, if people don't have ammo and they can't come here, we're out of business.
Right.
So that 17,000 pounds of ammo that there was being moved earlier from one of our callers.
Don't happen to put a tracker on it.
So how many?
That's a lot of tonnage.
Thinking about how much, how much does 1,000 rounds of 9 weigh? I don't know that.
That much?
About that much, okay.
Is it steel or brass? Maybe aluminum.
Crazy. Okay, so 115 grains. Let's do bullets here. Times 1,000. Somewhere like 150. Now you got to divide that by 7,000 because that's how many grains are in a pound. So
it's a lot. The answer is a lot.
16 and a half pounds for 1,000 rounds just for the bullets. Probably add another 5 or 10 pounds, so 25 pounds, call it, for 1,000 rounds of 9. So, this is just scintillating radio, isn't it?
Wait. Are we still on?
Not for long.
Nice.
That's actually not as much ammo as you think. Did he say 17,000 pounds?
17,000 pounds, yeah.
That's only 680 cases of 9.
Oh, forget it.
No. Oh, really?
Why bother?
I wanted to shoot the whole day.
Yeah, really. I mean, that's not... I mean,
we need to go
like
to Surprise, Arizona.
Shooting 115 degrees.
Oh.
When you go there, they say, surprise, you don't get to shoot.
Yeah, right.
Well,
3 hour
you
wait.
Do for triple the rate, right.
Oh, my gosh.
Gougers.
Mm.
Yeah, that's
I mean, there's
weird.
A difference between supply and demand and outright gouging.
Okay, but people are obviously paying it still. Wow.
That's it. It is exactly it. People are paying it. Which, you know, like I say, I circle back to, okay, wherever you have chaos like this, there's opportunity. And I'm thinking there ought to be entrepreneurs out there who say, we're going to go build indoor ranges.
Yep.
You bet.
But see, Donna, there's a flip side to that, too, because I know darn well if somebody's trying to gouge me, when things settle down,
I'm not going back there.
No.
Right. No, but I'm just thinking just in terms of there's demand, you wouldn't have to gouge, you just build a new range.
Right, no. I know. It was kind of an aside to that, right? Oh, the business opportunity is great.
Let's gouge.
Just buy a bunch of box fans. The hell with OSHA.
You know what? You can put shooting ranges in Conexes.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. I've been, more than one gun store has bought a couple of Conexes, fixed up as ranges, drop them into the parking lot. Now we got a place for people to shoot.
We did that when we were temporary during
That's
our fire.
Right. Mm-hmm. You did. That's right. I forgot about
yep.
that.
Yep.
How'd that work?
It worked fine. A couple people at a time.
Yep.
Range master was in there the whole time. Walk them in, walk them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
got a place
it
to
worked.
Shoot.
Yep.
Which kind of leads you to a person thinking, well, if I got a little bit of land out there, could I set up my own?
Check out what your insurance clauses are.
Mm-hmm. ain't got no insurance.
Now, on those mobile ranges like that, Michelle, do they have like seatbelts or something you can wear? Because you'd be bouncing around in there. You wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
It could be pretty dangerous, wouldn't it?
That's what makes it fun.
It's simulated. Simulated shooting.
My groups have gone to hell at over 50.
Hold my beer and watch this. There you go.
Do groups get bad over 50? Yeah, but not years. Miles per hour.
They're only on certain roads, you know. Once we got into Mississippi, I couldn't hit anything.
That's why I'm with us if we travel north. You're constantly passing over those scripts. Love it.
Okay, now that we've officially gotten rid of every single listener.
Yeah. All right. Bye, Jim. Bye, Tom.
Adios, amigos.
See you, man.
Next week.
Hey, thanks for checking out The After Show. And don't forget to join the Gun Talk Truth Squad at GunTalk.com and grab Gun Dealio for your smartphone. It'll save you money on guns, ammo, and more.